Module 5, Three Levels of Supply Chain Management. The above quote applies just as much today in a global environment as it did thousands of years ago. Small things do indeed lead to great things. Consider small companies that are now international corporations, i.e. KFC, Coca-Cola. Moreover, management always begins with a single step that leads to successive steps or levels. In this module of the course, we will examine three levels of supply chain management: strategic level, tactical level, operation level. Strategic level. Strategic supply chain management involves what was once considered logistic issues. The new concept of supply chain management itself involves relating its practices to a company-wide strategy. The traditional approach with supply chains was to manage from an operational or planning level. However, to operate competitively in a global environment, supply chain management must be first of all aligned with the strategic needs of the business. Sometimes a big challenge for a supply chain is that the large corporations may have goals that are both multidimensional and seemingly contradictory. To sufficiently address its need, a supply chain firm, corporation, can start by taking three strategic actions. Number one, make current activities as efficient as possible. Number two, manage the risks of current activities. And number three, develop an internal capacity for learning, adaptation, and innovation. Tactical level. The tactical level of supply chain management is very simple to the strategic level. It relates to logistics and is about how to deploy activities. While the strategy is a mindset, the tactic is the go-to-market decision or determination of which tools a firm will use. It is how the suppliers meet their capabilities to a supply chain firm's needs. On the tactical level, the decisions also include factors such as, will the supply chain do face-to-face negotiations or online orders? Will a firm issue a RFP, or will goods be purchased through an auction? Will they outsource? These are only some tactical questions. There are many. Operational level. For many years, supply chain management was approached from an operational level. Working with suppliers and sourcing were activities the purchasing and operations personnel in the business performed, not the sales, product development, marketing, or customer service department. Operations can vary from firm to firm within a supply chain. In some instances, one firm in the supply chain will take a leadership role. Regardless of who performs the operations, some way of monitoring, controlling, and documenting operations progress needs to exist. Bullwhip effect. The bullwhip effect is a phenomenon that occurs when firms in supply chains fail to accurately estimate demand. To minimize trucking costs or simply to meet a phantom customer demand, firms may place full truckload orders and overstock inventory. The effect creates a cascade on inaccurate information. The supplier may interpret the firm's large orders as a sign to either carry additional inventory or increase lead times. The overall effect is inventory levels in the supply chain increase, and the supply chain becomes bloated with this excess inventory that's been created to meet a fictitious customer demand. Case study. PE Engineering top managers meet for a high-powered board discussion on how to turn their 40-year-old company around. During the past 3 years, the company has been experiencing several supplier setbacks and a reduction in sales. The corporation's sales currently total $300 million annually, which is about $150 million less than it was 6 years ago. PE Engineering is an internationally recognized civil engineering firm, supplying tools for water treatment facilities in Canada, US, and Western Europe, and has good relationship with its clients. However, over the years, it's faced some challenges with getting supplies on a timely basis, and has had shipments even lost by one supplier 2 times. Additionally, transportation costs have increased in the past 2 years, which has seriously affected the company.